Uses. Solid landing. Solid. Girls, we should pay attention to how Mana lands. Beautiful Mana. Tight. And then we move on to jump drills, which are so labor-intensive and cardio-heavy that nobody can talk. You use a basic 8 count, where you set a high V, hold it, start jump, get the height of the jump, land, hold the land, stand, and then hold the final standing position. Girls are sweating by the time we have finished our jumps in sets of 5, which include T-jumps, tucks, right hurdlers, left hurdlers, pikes, toe touches, doubles, and then doing it all in reverse. The away team arrives for the game and heckles us, which is normal. A couple girls manage to give them the finger when Mrs. Bray is not paying attention. It is pretty much an additional hour of hell before we're allowed to go shower and change for the game. "Cheering is hard," I moan. Seppi's hands go to her hips. "You love it."
"I do."
"You know you do. You kick ass at it. You could totally be a professional if you wanted," she says as we walk into the locker room of the gymnasium. "Have you decided yet what you want to do when you must be gainfully employed?"
"Gainfully employed?"
"Well, I'm not going to say when you're a grown-up, because that makes us sound 5.
"True."
I think for a second, press my hand into my heart, and say brilliantly, "Not be a cheerleader."
"No, really."
Seppi the sarcastic yanks off her t-shirt and throws it in her locker. The thing is, I have no idea. Seppi and Lyle have their whole lives planned out, days organized in lists on their phones, and I forget that I even have tests.
"Save the world," I kid.
"Lofty goal," she teases back, and leaves me for the shower.
"Fine. How about a penguin refuge, like a shelter? I could save penguins for a living."
"This," she calls after me, "is why you and Lyle are soulmates. Save your complexes. I have no clue why I love you two martyrs."
"But you do."
"I do." The game itself is a no-brainer. First, Seppi, Lyle, who arrives just in time and still wearing cross-country clothes, he hates cheer uniforms, says they're not manly enough. The rest of the squad and I raise our pom-poms and hold banners as they announce the players. Dakota is drumming, looking like the male model he probably should be. He points a drumstick at me. I try not to swoon in a fangirl way. Then we cheer along the sidelines during the plays. We are a peppy kind of squad, so we cheer a lot. This is supposed to be a good thing, but some people always have a hate-on for cheerleaders. Sometimes they start young. To prove my point, some arrogant little brat kid sitting in the bleachers yells, "Will you just shut up?" He has pretty massive cojones for someone who is like, oh, I don't know, in first grade.
"I'm trying to watch the damn game."
"Defense. It spells defense," we keep cheering, because if you stopped cheering every time someone heckled you, there would be no cheers.
Although, to be fair, that is probably the heckler's goal.
"Defense! Let's play defense! Woo!"
To continue to be fair, this is a really dumb cheer. However, I am a pro here. I point my pom-pom at the kid and think about giving him a not-so-subtle salute with my middle finger. I am so not in the mood. The kid stands up and glares at us. His little button-down dress shirt seems ridiculously out of place. Everybody else under 10 has t-shirts on. I almost feel bad for him, stuck here under the yellow gym lights, stuck between sweaty grown-ups in their maroon high school spirit sweatshirts smelling like cigarettes, body odor, and popcorn. Almost.
"Defense. It spells defense."
"Biatches, I know you can spell. Just shut up," he yells.
He brandishes his floppy blonde-haired head at us. I glance at Lyle. He raises his eyebrows because no matter how secure in his manhood he is not into being called a biatch by some brat kid. Lyle's cheek twitches like he's about to...